this work. Recording has started. All right, let me get my little intro pulled up real quick. All right, here we go. All right, everybody, welcome to the No Onions podcast, where we speak to filmmakers, actors, producers, writers, fans, crew members, and so on about their unpopular opinions on popular productions. Today, I'm very excited because we have a young lady who hails from Charlotte, North Carolina, has a BA that is Bachelor in Art in Theater Performance from the University of North Carolina, Wilmington, where she was awarded the title of Most Valuable Performer. And acting since childhood, this queen is also a harpist, dancer, and scuba diver. She's an award-winning and passionate actress known for her performances in the realm of fantasy entertainment around the country, performing with the group Wands and Wishes Mermaids, promoting the importance of healthy ocean and marine life conservation. Recently returning to the stage, making her debut with the Epic Tribe as one of the queens of I Am Queen Nashville. You've also probably seen her on Tubi in the movie The Dreamer, one of my favorites, as well as you'll see her in Destiny Makin's Abysmal. I present to everyone listening and watching none other than the queen, Danielle Renee Houston. Danielle, thanks so much for, you know, gracing me with your presence today. It's a pleasure to have you. Just a couple of things. I'm so excited about having you for real because, like, I'm really weird and kind of quirky when I post stuff on Facebook.
Yes.
You always kind of back me up.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. You know, like, I'll be out there like nobody saying nothing and Danielle. And then, like, so I appreciate that love. I appreciate it. It makes me understand how smart you are to share that opinion with me. You feel me? So I'm really interested in letting everybody know why we're here today. But before we jump into that, is there anything that you got going on right now that you want to make sure people are ready for, looking for, and where can they find it? Any projects?
So I did just, well, we wrapped last year, but it did premiere earlier, A Season for Love, which is a feature. We just premiered it a couple of weeks ago, but I think that will be on Apple TV, possibly Amazon. I think maybe Tubi. I don't think it's officially out yet for everybody to see, like, on a platform, but when it is, I can let you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm kind of like on a break. My stage show just opened and closed one day only last weekend. So I am kind of on a little bit of a break.
So you get to relax a little bit right now.
Yes. Because I did a lot.
Enjoy the fruits of your labor right now.
I feel you.
I looked at some of the Epic Tribes, I Am Queen, the Nashville. It looks pretty dope.
Yeah.
I hate I missed it. I think it was like, what, the 19th of April?
The 19th. And it was in Nashville. And it was Easter weekend. Yeah. So it was a little tough. I am trying to see if they recorded it.
Okay.
Yes. So that might be an option. But the show is actually based in Charlotte. So if you missed it this year, you can definitely come back and see it next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Dope. And then you said A Season for Love. Is that the one
yes,
that just
a
released?
Season for Love.
A
yes.
Season for Love. Awesome. What's that like? What's that about? Like a little bit of, you know what I'm saying? Don't give it all away, but a little something.
Well, so when I signed on to the project, I was told that it was supposed to be like a nod to like Love Jones, those early, the 90s black love stories. It's a romance. And what I liked about it was I got to be, she's very similar to me. So there's like some of that black girl awkwardness that's in there. I was like, I feel seen with this character.
A little homage to you on that one. Yeah.
Homage to awkward black girl. but it's just a romance. Like, you know, there's not a ton of plot. It's not super plotty, but it goes up and down. There are highs, there are lows. But yeah, it's just a black romance that you kind of don't get to see a ton of. Nowadays.
And you lead in this one?
Yes. Like, so it's co-lead. So it's me and Tori Tillman. Yeah.
Okay. Shout out Tori. Okay. That's what's up. I'm looking forward to it. Let us know whenever we can. Matter of fact, how can we follow you so that when that does release and all your other projects, we can go check it out?
So you can follow me on Instagram. I'm on Instagram the most. Daniela, Danielle LLA, two underscores, and then Enchanted. And then there's me, and there's like an orange background, and I'm wearing a very tall, like 18th century Rococo wig, and that's me.
Yep. That's fire. Okay, okay. I remember the first time I saw you, it was, I think it was on Jane's page, and I think she had like posted a video of you, the mermaid thing.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
How long have you been doing that? Like, that's so dope, I think.
I think I'm coming up on 7 years. Wait, 2018. I've started in 2018 performing professionally. So I've been doing this since 2018, which is math.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. About seven. Yeah.
About okay. 7 years. And okay. Woo, it's been a doozy. It's
really?
Been a doozy. Yeah. Really? It's so hard work.
And I hate to sound ignorant. What's the, like, do you have to be able to hold your breath like a long time doing that?
So we originally started out as a scuba group. So like we're all scuba certified, rescue certified. So we have the option to do scuba shows. Now, more recently, and depending on what aquarium we're performing at, we can free dive. So that's when you see me holding my breath. There's no air, there's no hose, you know, because we'll take the hose, blow bubbles. So we do both. It just depends on the performer. Some performers like to do their whole show, which is 30 minutes a piece. We swap off throughout the day. 30 minutes free dive, 30 minutes scuba. Some will start with free dive and then go to scuba. I prefer the free diving. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's such a strong test of like discipline. Wow. You get very good exercise doing it, and it's much harder than it looks, but it is a ton of fun.
It's hard because it looks hard. So it's harder than it looks.
Yes, okay. It is harder than it looks. Yes. All right.
Cause that, yeah, I was looking. I said, there's no way I could do that like at all. Like, so because when I get into the water, like as soon as I'm like this way, like my nose up, I can't breathe and I start, you know, hyperventilating.
Yes.
So
you have to train that. So we all naturally have that instinct. It's like training and reworking your brain to be like, I'm okay. I'm not drowning.
Yeah, that's cool. Sorry, I didn't even mean to like go off on that, but that, no, I remembered it. Usually, okay, yep. That's cool. All right, so I don't want to hold the people too much longer because I think it's really important that people understand this next thing. So before we do the big reveal, right, as far as what film it is that you might view differently than most other people, what are your top five essential ingredients to making a successful film production?
Ooh, for film, I am going to say, firstly, you need a solid story. Like, I feel like you need a story that has a well thought out structure, something that's clear, something not necessarily like easy to follow. It just needs to be thought out well.
Got you.
Yes. Okay. That's the first.
Well thought out, solid story. Okay.
Yes. Thought out. Follow your structure. Know what you're doing. Know what you need to achieve by the end. You need to know where it's going.
Okay.
Yes. Secondly, I would say a very strong director. I feel like with movies in particular, the directing piece is crucial.
100%. So because there might be people listening, because most of the people that I know don't really know the industry, right?
Okay.
What does a director do?
For me, I've always had the understanding that like a movie follows the director's vision. So like the director is in charge of setting the stage, setting the tone, guiding where the story goes, guiding what the actors do on set. Not necessarily like them having what they need. I feel like that's probably split up into different areas like costume, hair, makeup. Like those people make sure the actors physically have what they need, but I feel like the director is in charge of making sure the story comes together, the production comes together. Yeah. Like to me, the director is the glue.
Yeah, 100%. And to that, like that whole, you know, the wardrobe and the hair and makeup, like most times they do make sure that those are on par with the director's vision.
Yes, exactly. You
know? So
everything
so
has to submit to the director's
right
vision. Yeah.
Right. So that's a real good one. Okay. What's your third?
Ooh, third. The actors. Like we need some strong actors. We need some strong actors because you can still have a good movie without good actors, but having good actors, even when the script is bad, You can pull it out with some good actors. Like, it's possible. So I would say good actors, well-trained actors, actors that give a crap. And then,
Ooh, that's a good one. Sorry, I had to,
yes.
that's just sunk in
Yes.
later.
Actors that care, actors that don't just want to be seen on screen, because there are people that just want to be seen and be seen looking good. And then there are people that are like, no, I'm invested in the storytelling. Like, I want to tell the story. That matters a lot. What was that? Three?
Was that three? Let me. Yeah, that was three. You got two
That
more.
was three. Okay. Four, I would probably say strong production. So having the people that are, the prop master, or I don't know what it's called in film, but like the prop master, the person who's keeping up with continuity, the person costuming, making sure that, if you got a piece set in 1920s, that this is 1920s accurate, that everybody has what they need, that it's everything is on par with what the director says, but that if a shirt is cutting off the actor's blood circulation, you're fixing it, so having those production pieces too to support.
I might need to notate that one because I'm sure I've seen some had some uncomfortable actors on set before.
Yes, I mean, you got, I mean, they can't, if you don't, as the actor, you also have to articulate it like nobody knows, but just having those people in place, because those are important elements too, and making sure those elements come together and like everybody is supported. So that's four. Five, I feel like I would summarize it by saying just having people that are passionate about the craft of it. Like, not here for the money, not here for to be seen, but like overall, just having everybody on the same page about like we know why we're here.
So basically, just like overall, everybody that's involved, everybody being passionate and excited about telling the story.
Yes, and professional, and
And
professional.
professional, and professional,
Yes,
and professional.
yes.
I'm gonna give you that. That's kind of like a 5-6, but I'll give you
Yes, it's like,
that as a five. Okay. All
five.
right, cool. All right, so I'll take
Yeah.
that. So, all right, so. All right, so solid story, strong director,
Yes.
good actors,
Yes.
that care as well,
Care.
strong production, and passionate people. All right,
Yes.
passionate and professional people.
Yes.
All right, cool. Now, what is the film that you have the maybe not so popular opinion about?
I think I'm gonna stick with The Color Purple. I
The
think I'm gonna stick with
Color
that one.
Purple, the Steven Spielberg, Oprah, Whoopi, Danny Glover, like that Color Purple, right? Just so the people know what, because just a lot of Color Purples out there.
I'm gonna
So,
say the newest one. I feel like
ooh, the Fantasia one.
I'm gonna say the
Okay.
newest one
Okay. Okay.
because the first time you did it, it's like, okay, this is our first time really being presented to this in this way. I think the fact that it has been redone so many times, that's actually one of the pieces that I struggle with about that story in particular, is like how much, because I saw the Broadway with Fantasia on it. I saw that.
And what was your feeling on that one?
It was strong. Like all the
Okay.
performers, it was amazing. I remember being like, I was young and I remember being in New York and seeing that and I was shook. I remember standing, like I was
Wow.
standing up and I didn't realize I was standing up. And I
Wow.
was like, oh, wait. Like everybody else is sitting. And then it was intermission. And I was like, oh, wait. But it's never come down to like the quality of the talent or like the quality of the production itself. For me, it's subject matter. Subject matter is what makes that challenging for me. And, it's not that it's not well written. I just feel like we have been in a chokehold. Like this story has had us in a chokehold as a
Nah, for
Black
real.
community for a
For
really
real,
long time. And I understand it 'cause like the first movie, excellent, even with the new one, excellent work. But I want to challenge us to embrace stories that strongly. I want us to embrace other stories about the Black experience that doesn't necessarily include trauma at that level as strongly as we embrace that. That's been my biggest thing because I cannot count how many times I've seen friends do this production. I've seen people do it. It gets done a lot, but I'm also like, we have stories of Black joy that we don't talk nearly as much about.
You know, it's funny you say that because I was actually having a conversation with a friend and we talked about why Black Panther was so successful.
Yes.
You know, and the fact that you know, it was like record numbers, you know, and it's like, well,
Right.
because it was a story of, you know, not the man cheating on the wife and
Right.
this person, you know, being abused and, you know, like it was that Black joy, like you're
Right.
saying, and people were happy to see that, see
Right.
us in power. So I feel that. I feel that,
Yeah, and even with Black Panther, there was still trauma in there. It actually really important trauma that is a pretty strong subject point, but like it, the story also explored other things. And so for me, because that story, it's also just deeply traumatic to me. Like that's not something that I want to relive constantly. It is valid. Those forms of abuse are very much alive,
Very
and especially during
much.
the time period, very much alive. And you know, and it's fine that we're discussing those things, but let's make sure we're discussing the other components of the Black experience too, because we get caught up in the trauma thing really easily and we
Yeah,
get stuck there.
and like you said, I mean, it's being told over and over
Right.
and over and over.
Right.
It's like at some point you kind of wonder, like, hey, can't they just go see the one that was made in 1985?
Right. Right.
Can't they just go to the Broadway show? Do we, you
Right.
know?
Do we need a musical based off a movie, based off the book, based off like I'm like
We get
we
it.
got it. Yeah, we got it. But also this is probably where my unpopular opinion comes in the most. I for me, when I watch that story, when I read it, I struggle to find the joy in it. Like by the end of it, I don't feel joy in my heart. Like I know things are resolved technically, but I don't feel my spirit is not lifted by that. I don't feel,
I can see that. Like
yeah.
I'll say in the latest remake, when I guess because I heard this was what happened in the book and what happened in the Broadway play. I haven't read the book and I haven't seen the Broadway play. But when I guess Albert and Silly end up being friends, and I was kind of like, oh, that's interesting. You know,
Yes.
like I because nowadays I don't think that would fly, not with that type of abuse being
Right.
experienced. Like you don't. You know, hey, let's become friends now. You know, that's like kind of,
It's deep. It's the, and that's, you know, not for me to put any judgment about like this is how you should deal with this if you got in this situation. It's just that I struggle to want to take that journey. Like I when I finish that and I'm like, I want to maybe curl up with a blanket and eat some ice cream and like sing Kumbaya to myself. Like the feeling that I get watching that and reliving that particular story is not one that I want to experience again and again. But that's just me.
No, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's for sure. And we know, hey, Color Purple is successful. It's, you know, a lot of
Yes.
people love the story.
Yes.
Fantasia is an awesome singer, like 100%.
Very
So,
strong work. The quality of it is not what's at this what's being discussed. Like it is actually very well written. It's just it's and it's supposed to be difficult to consume. I can recognize that, but I also am like, maybe that's something I watch once or twice and I got it. Like I got
Yeah,
the
I got
message.
it. So
Yeah.
since you're there, so would you ever, because this is like the final question, would you ever watch it again?
I think like if I had a friend that was like, hey, we're doing the Color Purple, like obviously I'm gonna go to support them. So I'm not like, oh my goodness, I'm never ever going to ever consume this. But if I'm just at home or I'm at it, I will never offer to watch that. I will never recommend, oh hey, let's turn on the color pur it won't happen. That like that's not gonna happen.
I feel you. I feel you. Wow.
Yeah.
Then I swear, I ain't gonna hold you. I could talk to you probably for another hour or so. But I am trying to keep these a little short. And I think we did good. I think we're just at 20 minutes.
They're
So
gonna be all right.
I'm
They're
proud
gonna
of
be
us.
all
So
right.
yeah, that'd be cool. And you say a lot of great things. And honestly, even though it's such a popular film or story, I guess because it's been done in so many formats, I do think a lot of people will agree with you. So.
Yeah, like it's not that unpopular of an opinion, but like
Not
it,
really. Not that bad.
yeah. I do
All
have some worse ones.
We'll probably talk about them again too. I'm gonna reach out to you again because I'm sure you got some. But but yeah, I want to thank you so much for spending time on No Onions, where we talk about the unpopular opinion about popular productions. And yeah, I just thank you so much for spending that time with me today. And I hope you have a great remainder of your day.
Thank you.
Later.
Bye.
It's not letting me end the recording. Oh, there.